Josh and Adam were friends.
My friend Adam.
My friend Josh.
They fought together in Vietnam.
Man, this is rough.
You said it.
In fact, Josh once saved Adam's life while they were there.
Adam, look out!
Josh, you saved my life.
After the war, they both came home and bought houses next to each other.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, Josh.
Coming home from work one day, Josh opened his garage door to discover Adam inside.
Adam, what are you doing?
Man, you saved my life in Vietnam, so I thought I'd repay you by mowing your lawn.
How do you suppose Josh felt when Adam told him that?
I'll tell you how. Hurt. Insulted. I mean, I saved his life because I loved him. But he thinks he's going to even the score by cutting some grass? I think it's safe to say he missed the point.
Unfortunately, when it comes to the gift of salvation, many of us act toward Jesus just the way Adam did toward Josh. But we'll hear what our proper and only response ought to be on today's edition of Grace Walk. Author and speaker Dr. Steve McVeigh.
You know, sometimes believers think that we have to pay Jesus Christ back for the great gift of salvation that he's given us. We're all sons of Adam, and our Joshua, Jesus Christ, has saved us. What can you do to repay him? There's never a way that we can repay him. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 9:15, "Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift." The only thing we can do is just simply say, "Thank you, Father."
Stop trying to repay God and start praising him. Call Grace Walk at 1-800-GRACE-11 and ask for Steve McVeigh's free fact sheet, A Life of Praise. Again, that's 1-800-472-2311. Or make your request online at gracewalk.org. Grace Walk is a presentation of Grace Walk Ministries.